Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm June Sims. Today, we hear about Justin Timberlake and play songs from his new album, The 2020 Experience. And we hear from a young singer-songwriter who comes from Austin, Texas, the self-proclaimed live music capital of the world. But first, we have a report about women in independent film. I'm wide awake. Independent films made history this year. For the first time, women made half of the American dramatic productions shown at the Sundance Film Festival. The festival took place at the same time as the release of a study on women in American independent films. Kelly Jean Kelly has more.
Ava DuVernay loves making movies. She has directed 3 documentaries and 2 feature films, also known as narrative films. All were independently produced. She says finding financing is often difficult for women.
In some cases, male-run institutions find it challenging, or male-run organizations or companies find it challenging to wrap their arms around, I'm giving all this money to a woman to make her thing.
Ava DuVernay's experience appears to confirm the findings of a study about women in independent film. University of Southern California researchers studied films shown at the Sundance Film Festival between 2002 and 2012. The research team found that close to 40% of documentary film creators were women, but only about 25% of feature films had women in top positions. Stacy Smith was a lead investigator of the study.
Females were perceived to be not as trustworthy leading a crew. They were perceived to be not as confident handling not only financial matters, but also leading the production of the set.
There have been exceptions, like Kathryn Bigelow. In 2010, she won the Academy Award for Best Director and Best Movie for The Hurt Locker. Her film told about American soldiers in Iraq.
I'm glad you found something that inspires you.
And Zoe Kazan was able to find financing for her film, Ruby Sparks, which was released last year. She wrote and starred in the film. The USC researchers spoke with about 50 film industry leaders and content creators who detailed the barriers women face in movie making. Most of those questioned are women. Again, Stacy Smith.
One of their chief obstacles is convincing male-dominated financiers and male-dominated decision-making of their ability to helm a project and carry it through to commercial viability.
Narrative films depend on financial support from producers or investors who are seeking profit. Documentaries often get financing from nonprofit groups and investors who care about the subject of the film. Women are more successful in getting funding for documentaries. Carrie Putnam is with the Sundance Institute. She says there are plans to train women about finance.
Understanding the financing models, understanding how to ask for money, having the courage and the familiarity and the experience going in and teeing up funding, that's something that training can provide.
The study suggests people should be educated about the inequality between men and women in independent feature films. It says, this could help more women reach the success and critical praise enjoyed by Kathryn Bigelow.
The city of Austin, Texas, calls itself the live music capital of the world. Austin supports a large number of local music artists. One of the newest is a teenager. William Graham is the 13-year-old son of John D. Graham, a well-known local musician. The boy made his first public appearance at the city's South by Southwest Festival. The Saxon Pub put established Texas singers and their musical children together on the same stage.
Please welcome John D. Graham and William.
Being with well-known musicians seems natural for William. His father says he grew up among them.
His first question when he started learning how to talk, when he would meet someone, he'd go, what do you play? Because he thought everybody was a musician.
William Graham is now a skilled guitar player and writes his own songs.
I've always been around music and I've always loved going to shows and listening to music.
But he also enjoys some quiet time in one of Austin's nature conservation areas. There, he has time to think about his music, his writing, and his other interests.
Architecture and engineering, environmental engineering.
William Graham has taken classes in these subjects at Northwestern University's program for gifted and talented youth. But he has also had to deal with a bone disorder that kept him out of competitive sports.
It's been hard living and not being able to do stuff that other kids have done. And I've always observed the world in a certain way, and it just gave me all this different stuff that I wanted to write about.
William Graham has shown understanding for people suffering from difficulties and abuse. One of his songs is about children trapped in wars in Africa.
I've been dragged through the mud. My name is C.K.
It's kind of raising awareness for African child soldiers and people and the children that are being taken away from their homes and, like, given guns to go and fight in an army.
My name is C.K. I've gotten A.K.
William credits his father for some of his musical creations. But John D. Graham says he provides little guidance to the teenager.
Little as possible, because, as an artist, I think he needs to find his own way, and he is. And, you know, as a kid, he's got to find his own way, and he is.
Together, the Grahams carry on a family music tradition. Not surprisingly, Justin Timberlake is holding the number one position on Billboard's Top 200 Albums chart for a second week. The 32-year-old artist released his new album, The 2020 Experience, last month. Christopher Cruz has some news about the singer and plays some of the new album.
Hey, little mama. And gotta ask me if I want to. Just tell me, can I get a light? Roll you up and let it run through my veins. 'Cause I can always see the farthest stars when I'm on you. I don't wanna ever come down off this cloud of loving you. Now you got me hopped up on that ocean. So how I wanna see the baby.
The 2020 Experience is already a platinum-rated record. More than 1 million copies of the album sold before it was even on the market 2 weeks. The success of the first single from the album helped push sales. Here is Suit and Tie.
I can't wait till I get you on the floor, good looking. Hey, let me show you a few things. All dressed up in black and white, and you're dressed in that dress I like. Love is swinging in the air tonight. Let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things.
Timberlake worked with one of the industry's major powers, Jay-Z, on the 2020 Experience. In a recent interview, Timberlake said he and Jay-Z have always had a great relationship. He said they had similar personalities, very relaxed and easygoing.
Get out your seat, Hov.
All black at the white shows, white shoes at the black shows, green car for the Cuban links. Y'all sit back and enjoy the light show. Nothing exceeds like...
He said they have similar personalities, very relaxed, easygoing, he said. Justin Timberlake has made only 3 albums in his 11-year solo recording career. However, he is still hugely popular. Along with his success in the music industry, he has won praise for his acting in several Hollywood movies. Timberlake will hit a new high next week when he performs at the White House. He will be among several musicians honoring one of President Obama's favorite singers, Al Green. The concert takes place April 9th. It will be broadcast on American Public Television April 16th. We leave you with Mirrors from Justin Timberlake's latest album, The 2020 Experience.
Aren't you something to admire? 'Cause you shine on something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine. If you ever feel alone and the glare makes me hard to find, just know that I'm always very loud on the other side. 'Cause with your hand in my hand and a pocket full of soap, I can take it, there's no place.
June Sims. Our program was written and produced by Katie Weaver. Greg Flakes and Elizabeth Lee provided additional reporting. Do you have a question about American life, people, or places? Send an email to mosaic@voanews.com. We might answer your question in a future show. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic in VOA Special English.
All the time. Just with your hand in my hand, in a pocket full of soap, I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go.